With the failure, the most important thing is reflecting. And I think it's the really most important thing that you can reflect your failures and learn from them.
My name is Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast at Tech Chill in Riga, Latvia, celebrating women in tech around the world. And I am sitting here with Linda. Hello, Linda.
Hi.
Thanks for being part of the Women in Tech podcast. Go ahead and introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Yeah, like 5 years ago, we started business. We started Project Learn IT. We started with the idea that we want to learn kids something useful. And our neighbors are Estonians, so they're also so proud that everything is connected with technologies. And at that time, actually in Latvia, we didn't have any coding classes. We have this informatics from the fifth grade. So I met Alina, who is the CEO of the company, and she had this idea. And we met in the youth leadership program, and we had the mentor who was a coder. And he said, if you will develop this curriculum, all schools will want you. So, and that's how we started with one school. I remember the time that we went to this parent meeting. We didn't have teacher and curricula, and we received later on these 30 applications, and we called mentor. We said we have 30 kids, but we don't have curricula. So and that's how it all started. Yeah, and we found a teacher who said I will be a teacher for a beer. I was
done.
I like you girls. And yeah. I like the idea, and so at that time we had one school, and now we have 20 schools, and not only in the capital but also outside, so in the regions, and around 1,000 kids are studying in our classes.
Amazing. And what would you say is a huge challenge that you've successfully mm-hmm. overcome in your career, mm-hmm. and what did you learn from it?
I think for the young girls, it's a bit difficult when you start your own business. I remember that we had these meetings with principals of schools, and they hey, students, maybe catch up later, and let's talk in another day. And it was for us, it was difficult to build this a common ground to start a partnership. Now I remember that time, and I see that I think it was challenging, but in a way it learned us how to deal with the people and how to present ourselves.
And what has your road been from discovering technology? Did you discover technology as a child and then turning it into a profession?
Actually, with the technologies, we didn't have internet, I think that I had the telephone around fifth grade, and the internet, I remember those big computers. later on, I enrolled in university and I studied business administration. And afterwards, I went to South America, to Peru. I was organizing some cool activities for kids. And after this 6 weeks, I understood that I see myself in education. I went back to Latvia, and then again I wanted to do something more, and I find this youth leadership program, and that's how it all started. I think I met right the people in the right place, and I had these support mechanisms who was mentors, coaches, and it was kind of different mindset about how to make business.
What is your favorite tech tool or gadget? Mm-hmm. Like an app or a site or hardware?
Yeah, 1 year ago we had a camp. We organized a camp for kids, and we had this topic about not only coding but also entrepreneurship. And that was really fun because we made these prototypes with microbits. It's a kind of pocket-sized computer, so you can make a car, or you can. I remember those kids made the game which helps to socialize because they saw the problem. And what else? And yeah, they pitched to real programmers, and I see that those gadgets which with whom kids are playing are really like inspiring me. So yeah.
What resources would you suggest to someone looking to get involved in the tech world today? Where should they go as a starting point?
I believe that it all should start with the right people and people from different fields. For my case, I graduated business school, and then I met this girl who was from the law, and we had the right mix of skills, and I think those programs which gives you a right network, and then those bright ideas came up.
And what is something that, like, a piece of advice that you've gotten in your career that helps you persevere forward?
I think with Elena we have failed a lot, and it sounds cliche, but I think to never give up and have this courage to follow your dreams and your passions, and if you really believe what you're doing, in my case it's education and technologies, then I think the world is open for you.
And what's the word failure mean to you?
I think it's a great setback, and with the failure, the most important thing is reflecting. And I think it's the really most important thing that you can reflect your failures and learn from them.
We're here at TechChill. What kind of advantage do you think the Balkan region has over being in the U.S. or San Francisco? Like, what's one special, secret weapon that you have by being here as a woman in tech?
I think for Baltics, it's cool that we have the aim. We have the aim to be the coolest guys in the Europe with this all the technologies. And if there is this priority, then they can retain. Find the right people, and.
And why TechChill? Why is TechChill such an important event to attend?
I think it's, as well as I said about the people, that it's the place, the platform where you can meet people, change your ideas, share your ideas, find people you can come up with the new ideas. For us, I'm more with the IT education for kids, so... but still, being in the TechChill, I thought that next year we will organize hackathon for kids, and in the first day they will learn how to find solutions for their own problems. They will make the prototype, and the second day they will pitch. So I think it's a community, the strong community, not only for adults but also that how you can involve students, also kids. Yeah.
When one of our listeners follows in your footsteps and they say, I wanna be her, you know, what can they expect their day to day look like?
You mean in a TechChill or
no? Just in the day in the life of Linda, what does it look like?
It's not about getting up 6 o'clock and having orange juice. No, it's not my life. To I think it's not a routine. Sometimes I should lead the classes as well, and sometimes I have to pick robot boxes and send them to school. Yeah, mostly I'm working with schools. I'm making partnerships, and I'm just responsible for business development for LearnIT.
And is there anything else that you kind of feel like that you want to share that we haven't covered yet?
I think it's a great opportunity to be in TechChill, and I'm only actually 25 years old, and I was just met my bachelor director, and I said, wow, like 4 years ago I was studying there in the university, and now actually I'm here participating in the panel discussion. So I think that there are so tremendous opportunities what we can do in our lives. I think this was the point in my life that I understood that I'm so enthusiastic, and I think if you have this passion and if you are really doing great in your field, it's like crazy. You meet a lot of people and you make so much connections that you end up in the USA next year or I don't know, like whatever you want.
Thank you so much, Linda, for hanging out with the Women in Tech podcast. Where can people find out more about you and what you do?
Website learnit.lv.
And where can they find you online?
Facebook, Linda Sinka, that's my name and surname.
So LINDASINKA. Linda, thank you, thank you, thank you. If you want to connect and collaborate with more women in tech around the world, remember to go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com. Say hello on social at Women in Tech Show on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. I will see you guys, talk to you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Hi, this is Linda Sinka from LearnIT, a coding school for kids. I'm based in Riga, Latvia. You're listening to Women in Tech.
Women in Tech is an independently funded project funded by you, the community. So the way that you could support us is by going to patreon.com/womenintech and making a small contribution. Every little bit counts. That's Patreon, patreon.com/womenintech. Thank you so much for believing in our vision.